Daisy. Daisy began to stir groggily, remembering the weird dream she'd experienced earlier. Whether hours or days had passed, she couldn't tell. She smiled at the ridiculous notion that the sky had fallen and the whole world had been wrapped in blue. As she stretched her arms, feeling the warmth of waking up, she pretended she was in high school gym class getting ready for the next exercise. With blood flowing through her youthful body, she purred like a sanguine and content cat until the moment she opened her eyes. Blue. Everywhere blue. Her vision was still sheathed in blue-tinted plastic wrap. She jerked up to a seated position, her alarm intensifying as her senses kicked into overdrive. Vision was a bust. She still couldn't see anything but blue. She strained her ears and thought she detected something that sounded like a pigeon cooing. The rapid pounding was, no doubt, her own heart. It felt like it might try to escape from the center of her chest. Her olfactory sense again noticed something slightly bird-like. It was strange and foreign. Mystified, she began to stretch her arms and legs and wiggle her fingers to see if there was anything she could touch or feel. Smoothness. Nice. Something soft. Ouch! Something pinpricked her finger. Since her tongue had offered the most tangible clue before, the tacky thing, Daisy decided to try that again. Gingerly, her tongue peeked out from its hiding place inside her mouth. At first, it met only air. Then there it was again, the thing that made her want to rub her tongue against her teeth and pucker her lips and spit. What the heck is going on? Is this for real? Clearly, I'm not dreaming. Her tongue was attached to something plume-like, and she couldn't shake it loose. Her mind flew in 100 different directions, none of them making sense until, finally, reality came into focus. She was stuck to what appeared to be a feather. And not just any feather, but a resplendent peacock feather of brilliant cobalt. Pfft, pfft, she sputtered as she tried to disengage herself from the cottony surface. She shook loose and broke free, only to discover herself eye to eye with the bird in question, a royal peacock of grand stature. Holding her gaze with his crystal clear eyes, the peacock kept Daisy immobile with a mere twinkle. As her own vision came more clearly into focus, she began to distinguish other shades of color she hadn't been able to see when she'd been buried inside the nest of his feathers. Blue turned to green, that moved toward black, and back again. There were two parallel lines of ivory feathers on either side of the glistening eye, and they folded seamlessly into the pointed beak that punctuated the graceful head. Daisy found herself in a state of spellbound fascination. She was so caught up in the beauty and grandeur of this elegant creature that she forgot to be either confused or frightened. Relaxing slightly, she continued staring at this glorious phenomenon that she was suspended upon. Hello. The fabulous beast spoke with elegance and a voice of kind authority. Astounded by that single word, Daisy tumbled from her perch near the base of his neck. It must have been at least 5 feet long, and landed with a thud on the earth. Goodness gracious, my dear. Are you all right? The peacock queried. What's happening to me? Well, it appears that you've taken a fall. I'll ask again. Are you all right? All right? Are you kidding me? I'm talking to a giant peacock. How could I possibly be all right? I'm obviously going crazy, and you're not helping. Daisy flapped her arms like an awkward baby bird, and her bottom burrowed into the mossy blue ground beneath her. Well, then, please let me know how I might be of assistance, and I'll do my best to comply. Stop talking! Daisy closed her eyes tightly and shook her head, golden hair flying, before sneaking another peek at the animal. You're still here? I thought you were a dream or something. What is going on?